All right, I want to bring in newsmaker. He's a Democrat state senator. He was on the show, I think, just about a month ago. Dr. Tom Sherman from the Seacoast side of things, also a medical doctor, state senator. Sherman joining us out of the gate in the 10 o'clock hour, GMI Studios. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, you know what? I'll let you take part in our daily poll question, just popping it on you. You know, the infrastructure bill, the passage earlier in the week. Do you think we need more commuter rail in New Hampshire? That's our poll question. Just curious what your thoughts are.
Well, you know, I live out on the seacoast, and we have passenger rail going down from Exeter, and it's heavily used. It's a wonderful alternative to sitting in traffic down, shooting down 95, and I think a lot of people who sit in 93 would agree. And the most important, though, is that the businesses are really behind it, and they understand that this will open up the central corridor of the state and really help spur new economic growth from Manchester south. And one of the parts that I'm hoping it'll do will be to inspire people to come up from Massachusetts and work in New Hampshire. We have a huge workforce deficit, and it would be great to make it easier for people to come up from Massachusetts and work up here for our really booming businesses.
Now, we just had Lucas Meyer, one of our Democratic analysts and all-stars on the show, Democrat, and he said, talking about you as a potential, a possible Democrat gubernatorial candidate, he touted your time in the House and the Senate, a leader in the Medicaid expansion, said you'd be a very strong candidate. So I asked you before, and I want to ask you, because we are hearing a lot of focus is on the U.S. Senate race now, that Governor Sununu is not seeking a run in the Senate as a Republican with hopes of taking on Maggie Hassan, opting to run for a fourth term as governor as a Republican. My question to you, Senator Sherman, are you seriously considering and looking at a run for governor as a Democrat in these next midterm election?
The key question that you asked is, am I seriously considering it? You know, one of the things I've found that is just incredibly helpful in the legislature is my healthcare background. I've run practices. I've been on boards of hospitals. I understand how the system works, and that understanding has been incredibly useful in the legislature, and I can't imagine a more important time for us to have leadership who really understands healthcare. We're seeing that play out today in the fiscal committee, where leadership doesn't understand that a decision to turn down $22.5 million in federal funding will directly result in the death of New Hampshire patients. I understand that. I understand that the delays in getting that money to the commissioner has resulted in more illness and more death in the state of New Hampshire, much of it unnecessary. So, yes, I think we need a leader who understands fundamentally what are the highest priorities of the people of New Hampshire, and really getting us back to health in so many different ways. So am I considering it? Yes.
And when would you make a decision, roughly? I mean, is this a fast process, fairly soon, before or after the holidays?
You know, the timeline is not set, and I definitely want to talk to other people, other leaders in the party, and make sure that I'm doing what's best for New Hampshire. And also, you know, we're waiting on the Senate redistricting map to some extent, because there's a chance they could redistrict me out of my current district. We've seen some very heavy-handed gerrymandering coming from the House, and I would expect nothing less from the Senate side. So, you know, they may make my decision very easy.
Let me ask you this. Looking at Governor Sununu running for a fourth term, some would say he has a definite advantage. Name recognition, favorable numbers tend to be more upside than downside versus some of the national stuff. Where do you think you've worked? You've been in the legislature now as a state senator, member of the House. You've been there during the governor's time. If you run against him, if you were to be the nominee as a Democrat, Dr. Tom Sherman, state senator, where's the governor succeeded? Where has he failed in your mind?
You know, fundamentally, I think the governor is a nice guy. He has a wonderful family. His wife and kids, and he's clearly a loving father, but he has to list the areas where we could be and where we are not would take far more time than we have. But most important to me is the failure of leadership since June, when he stood on the decks of the carrier and said mission accomplished, and then has done virtually nothing since then except go around the state and do a public public service announcement with himself as the star. That's not the way you prepare the state for what we're seeing right now, which are some of the highest numbers we have had in the entire COVID epidemic. And so much of it is children. And the part that is heartbreaking to me as a doctor is that so much of this is preventable.
Are you talking on the COVID side?
Yeah, on the COVID side. But, you know, across the board, climate, we've seen him veto multiple bills that would have launched us. And now we're walking into a winter where all of our energy costs are going to be skyrocketing.
But some
had we been prepared.
Some could say that's, some could say that's as much a fault of the Biden administration on a lot of the policies. But let me come back to the state. If you were to be a candidate for governor, the state Democratic Party clearly is going to make abortion an issue in this fall's midterms. I think they were going to do that whether the governor ran for the U.S. Senate or governor again. So I guess my question for you is, are you pro-choice, pro-life?
I think women should have a right to determine their own.
Typically, if a candidate said, I'm just asking, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Do you consider yourself a pro-choice candidate or pro-life?
I am strongly in support of women making their own reproductive decisions. That would probably fit in the bucket of pro-choice. As a doctor, the bill that they passed is egregious. It's abusive of women. And the fact that they think the Republican leadership's believes that they know more than a physician on how to treat a pregnant woman and how to treat a child is ridiculous. And they are going to decimate our ability to take care of pregnant women by driving out really good OBGYN and fetal maternal health specialists.
The governor says he's pro-choice. He's been criticized by Senator Hassan on this show. The state Democratic Party questioning that based on that House bill or the trailers, as well as maybe some of the executive council decisions. Do you take the governor at his word that he's pro-choice, or would you?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, you can say whatever you want. It's what you do that counts. And if he says he's pro-choice and then signs in a bill that has the second most restrictive abortion ban, including criminalizing doctors, including forcing women who have been raped to go through an invasive transvaginal ultrasound, that's not pro-choice. That's abusive. And that's what that bill is. And that's why I held up the wand on the floor of the Senate, because I wanted the men in the room to understand what they were forcing on the women of New Hampshire.
All right. Appreciate it, Dr. Sherman, state senator.
You bet.
We'll get you back on Good Morning New Hampshire on our network of News Talk stations soon. Make it a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Jack. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Same to you.